This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The President and the Vice President will pay their respects at the crypt of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Atlanta, Georgia this afternoon. Afterwards, the two will push for voting changes in America to be done by the folks in Washington, D.C. from now on if their partisan bill passes. This comes after Democrats claim the 2020 election was one of the most secure and fairest elections in American history. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
He's quite focused on ensuring the American people understand what is at stake here. Protecting the fundamental right to vote. Everyone is going to have to take a hard look at where they want to be at this moment in history.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee.
This is not a voting rights bill. It's a sweeping takeover of our democracy.
The president will return to the White House later this evening. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Higher education financial aid is under fire in America.
A number of major U.S. universities are being sued for alleged antitrust violations related to the way they work together to determine financial aid rewards for students. A lawsuit filed in Illinois federal court alleges the schools engaged in price fixing and unfairly limiting aid by using shared techniques to figure out applicants' financial need. Schools are allowed to collaborate on their formulas under federal law, but not if they consider an applicant's financial need. The lawsuit is seeking damages and a permanent end to the college's collaboration in figuring out financial need and awarding aid. Some of the 16 universities named in the suit as defendants are Yale, Northwestern, Duke, Notre Dame, and Columbia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As fear-mongering has been the White House approach to the COVID-19 pandemic, Republican Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas on Newsmax says the way the Biden administration has publicly handled the pandemic has a lot of Americans scratching their heads.
This Biden administration's always been a day late and a dollar short, right? Going back even to the vaccine boosters for seniors this summer, they got the boosters after the Delta wave penetrated across the country. Now the same story here with their testing. It's going to get here after Delta's pretty well over with. Look, President Trump gave this White House back a vaccine. He gave him therapeutics. He gave him therapeutics like monoclonal antibodies as well as testing. But this White House didn't buy enough of them. Why hasn't this White House invested in a warp speed for therapeutics?
Senator Marshall weighs in on the question before the Supreme Court of the United States. Can the federal government force you to put something into your body?
I reviewed most of their statements. I tend to read the process rather than waste so much time watching it. But I think that you could tell by the tone of the Supreme Court that the majority of them feel like these mandates are unconstitutional, but this is once more an overreach by the federal government trying to control the populace, right? That they have a one-size-fits-all approach. approach, and we've proven that vaccine mandates don't work. We have, 30,000 healthcare workers have resigned in New York State, and now they have a shortage of healthcare workers. We're seeing that all across the nation.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, one of my favorite history friends says the problems with history is we don't learn from history. But it's there. And when you look back and you see, wow, it's like a cycle. We just keep repeating these things. We don't learn from history. So, you know, we have to get back on top of the roof and fall off and realize, oh, yeah, that gravity thing is it's still working. And here we are, somewhat faced in the same condition in today's America. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information, by the way, on the show, you go to BillMartinezShow.com. All these great guests that we bring in, and hopefully you are blessed. I know, with many of the comments that you tell me that you're blessed by these guests that we have, and we handpick our guests to come on the show. They're all extremely intelligent, as you can tell. I'm sitting here on the ride with you, you know, taking notes because I love to hear what they share with us in any measure of contemporary news or whatever we're dealing with in the culture. And such is the case with Bill Federer. He is the creator of the American Minute, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch. And we've got some things to talk about, he and I, and you get to listen in. Hey, Mr. Bill, Happy New Year. How you doing, buddy?
Well, Bill, great to be with you.
Well, you know, I was reading in your most recent American Minute presentation in taking us back to the onset of the Revolutionary War. Thomas Paine, you quoted, wrote a pamphlet that inspired the nation titled The American Crisis. I mean, it's always we go in these cycles. America always seems to be in a crisis, and it's the worst one ever, right? Each one. But such was the case when Thomas Paine wrote. And I like what he also said. He said, those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. Wow, that's brilliant, isn't it?
Well, it is. And you, the situation was that George Washington was the head of the army. The British ended up having the Battle of Bunker Hill, and it was sort of a draw. It was the first time that we stood up to the British, and we would have won the battle had we not run out of gunpowder. That's the Battle of Bunker Hill right outside of Boston. But the enthusiasm in America went through the roof. And we had about 20,000 people volunteer to fight with Washington. And he put the cannons on Dorchester Heights there in Boston. The British evacuate the harbor. It looks like it's going to be a pretty easy revolution. And then we come to New York. And then in August 27 of 1776, the British attacked George Washington from behind. There was a loyalist. That was somebody that lives in America, but they're loyal to the enemy. I know it's hard for us to imagine that type of person ever existed. But this,
much less even today that they would exist, right?
Yeah. So this loyalist led 10,000 British troops through Jamaica Pass and they attacked George Washington on Brooklyn Heights from behind. And 3,000 Americans died, only 300 British. It was totally lopsided. It looked like the war was going to be over. The sun goes down, and Washington has an idea that he'll ferry his troops across the East River to Manhattan Island. And so he gets all the boats.
Which is that famous picture we always see of him right on the front of the boat going across the icy waters.
Yeah, well, now that's the Battle of Trenton. The next one coming up here. At the Battle of Brooklyn Heights, he's evacuating. He only gets half his troops across, and the sun starts to come up, and now he's a total sitting duck. He doesn't have enough troops left to fight, and it looks like America will just be another British colony, and Washington will be hung. But his chief of intelligence, Major Ben Talmadge, says, as the dawn approached, those of us who remained in the trenches became very anxious for our own safety, and when the dawn appeared, there were several regiments still on duty. At this time, a very dense fog began to rise off the river and settle in a peculiar manner over both encampments. I recollect this peculiar providential occurrence perfectly well, and so very dense was the atmosphere that I could scarcely discern a man at 6 yards distance. We tarried until the sun had risen, but the fog remained as dense as ever. Well, that gave them cover, and they were able to evacuate all of the army about noon. The fog lifted, the British charged, no one's there. And so Washington is on Manhattan Island, and takes a couple days to recuperate, and then the British fill up the harbor with the largest invasion force in history to this point, 400 ships. These things are three stories tall with cannons on every level, 32,000 British troops, and all of a sudden it goes from, hey, we'll just put some cannons on a Dorchester Heights, the British leave, to now this is serious. And the British attack, and Washington has to retreat across Manhattan Island, across New York, across New Jersey, across the Delaware River into Pennsylvania. 6 months go by. His troops dwindle from 20,000 down to 2,000. And the 2,000 had only committed for a six-month period of time. And you got, July 4th, you got December. He's about to have the rest of his guys go home, and the war will be over. So Thomas Paine was there in the camp of General Nathaniel Greene. And he took the drum, and he used the head of the drum for his desk, and he wrote out the American crises. These are the times, the tri-men's souls,
yes.
You know, the summer patriot, and will in times of crisis, flee. But hell, tyranny like hell is not easily conquered. But heaven knows how to place a price on its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an item as freedom should be not highly rated. And then he goes on talking about Joan of Arc and how the British, so he's referring back to fighting the British. Well, it was the French that fought the British way back, and I think in the 1300s with Joan of Arc. And he says that, a little woman was able to put fear into the entire British army, and they fled way back with Joan of Arc. And he goes, I wish that a Jersey maid, in New Jersey would rise up and do the same. And anyway, he stirs the Americans. George Washington reads this. He is so stirred, he lines up his troops, and he has it read out loud to them. Now, again, these are troops that are about to leave and go home, and the war will be over. And Washington is basically begging these guys, look, I need you. He needed something that was really inspiring. And so the men heard it, and they stepped forward, and they volunteered to stick with Washington. And then they did that Battle of Trenton that you mentioned. Now they Washington gets in the boat, and they cross the ice-filled Delaware River on December 25th evening, so Christmas Day evening of 1776. And he gets his men into three groups. Two of the groups never make it across the river because the ice was so bad. And he went across at McConkie's Ferry. He gets across, and it is a blizzard that night. And one of his men freezes to death on the march. They're doing it as quiet as they can. And one of the different American, detachments, without Washington's knowledge, had attacked the German Hessian troops at Trenton. And Washington was like furious at him. He's like, you blew our surprise. Unbeknownst to Washington, that was providential because the German Hessians had gotten word that the Americans were going to attack. They would send.
I'll tell you what, let's hit the pause button. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from Bill Fetter after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with Bill Fetterer, the American Minute creator. You know, Bill, to hear these stories, and George Washington was one to acknowledge divine providence and the hand of God throughout the American Revolution, through the founding of our country and the way it came about, because he saw God's hand time and again protect him.
and protect this this new idea that God had intended America to exist. Now, some look back retrospectively and say, well, it was to protect Israel. And certainly we've been there for Israel. And, you know, heeding to Genesis 12 blessing that those who bless Israel will be blessed, those who curse will be cursed. And America has had a tradition of blessing Israel. And it would appear time and again that God is true to his promise. He's always the same, and he comes through time and again. And when we look back in history, we're reminded clearly of God's hand upon our nation.
You know, you bring up something really interesting, and it's theological, and it's George Washington. And he had a belief that God was directing his steps and that nothing would happen to him outside of God's will. And so he would go into battle not being really concerned about if he was exposed or not, because he felt like, well, if it's my time for the Lord to call me home, he'll call me home. If he wants me to stay here, right, he's going to stay here. And that gave him courage.
Yes.
And when you switch to other different, you know, theological type beliefs, maybe the courage disappears, but this was what he had that emboldened him to be willing to go right into the fiercest battle. So when he was evacuating New York, the German Hessians were charging across Manhattan Island, and Americans were running away. He, on his horse, goes within 30 yards of the British, and he's yelling at his men to stop running away and to turn around and fight. Well, his servant, named William, grabs the reins of his horse and pulls George Washington off the battlefield. It's like, okay, this is time for you to...
You're a crazy man. You're a crazy man. We're going to get you out of here, save you from yourself, right?
But I do want to read this. So fast forward, we got 6 months later, it's December of 1776, and I sort of, by memory, shared some lines, but I've got it in front of me. Now, let me read the lines from Thomas Paine's American Crisis. "These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. Heaven knows how to put a price on its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article of freedom should not be highly rated. Britain, with an army to enforce her tyranny, had declared that she had a right not only to tax but to bind in all cases whatsoever, and if that is not slavery, then there is no such thing as slavery. So unlimited a power can belong only to God. God Almighty will not give up a people to military destruction who have so earnestly sought to avoid the calamities of war. Neither have I so much of the infidel in me as to suppose that he has relinquished the government of the world to the care of devils. I cannot see on what ground the King of Britain can look up to heaven for help against us, a common murderer, a highwayman, a housebreaker." And Paine goes on, "'Tis surprising to see how rapidly a panic will sometimes run through a country. All nations and ages have been subject to them. Britain has trembled like an ague, a fever, at the report of a French fleet of flat-bottomed boats. And in the 15th century, the whole English army, after ravaging the Kingdom of France, was driven back like men petrified with fear by a few broken forces headed by a woman, Joan of Arc. Would that heaven might inspire some Jersey maid to spirit up her countrymen and save her fair fellow sufferers from the ravage and ravishment." Anyway, just this. So what happened? The Washington's men stuck with him. Christmas Day evening, he crosses the Delaware, and this one captain had broken the surprise, but unbeknownst to him, the German Hessians were expecting Washington's attack. And when this little skirmish happened, they said, "Gee, what a measly attack. The Americans can't even do it." And they go back. And so the John Rolfe is the German Hessian commander. He's having dinner, and somebody comes in, gives him a note, says the Americans are planning a surprise attack. And he goes, yeah, I know all about it. He sticks the note in his pocket and continues to eat dinner. Well, this is the real attack, right? And so Washington is able to completely surprise them. He kills about a 1,000 German Hessians and captures a bunch more. And then 10 days later is the Battle of Princeton. And this time he does the Battle of Brooklyn Heights in reverse. He's the one who at nighttime leaves his camp with a couple guys to clean pots and pans, and he marches his entire army in a big circle around the back, and he attacks the British from behind in Princeton in January of 1777, captures another 800 of them, and this time there's a Captain Calderwater, and he's about ready to run away, and Washington rides up on his horse, yells at the men, and says, you know, stop running away, follow me. He takes them, again, just within about 30 yards of the British, and he is in between the British ranks on one side, his men on the other side. He turns to his men, and he says, ready, aim, fire. And the smoke of the muskets fill the field. The British return the fire. You have all this smoke, gunpowder smoke, and the one American pulls the cap over his eyes because he didn't want to see Washington fall dead. Well, the smoke clears, and Washington is on his horse, waving his hat, saying, charge, and the Americans charge, and they end up winning the Battle of Princeton. But anyway, so just the stories inspire us that yeah, we've had panic sweep through our country. We've had an unlimited government wanting to usurp powers and rights. But these are the times that try men's souls. These are the times that the good Lord decided for you and I to be alive. It's our turn to step up to the plate and have that courage,
exactly,
and faith like George Washington.
Yeah, exactly. And when you think about the meaning of courage, what it represents and where it comes from, it's manifest at those times when it's most needed. And here we are, our country has been taken over by, you might even say there's inside forces that are that have taken over our government, but there is a remedy. And the remedy is something that our founding fathers gave us in the Declaration of Independence, is it not?
Yeah. You know, Thomas Paine, just continuing this American crisis, he says, it matters not where you live or what rank of life you hold. The evil will reach you. The blood of his children will curse his cowardice, who shrinks back at a time when a little might have saved the whole. I love the man that can smile in trouble, that can gather strength from distress and grow brave by reflection. 'Tis the business of little minds to shrink, but he whose heart is firm and whose conscience approves his conduct will pursue his principles unto death. And that just inspires me so much. You know, there's Jonathan Trumbull, was the governor of Connecticut. He was the only British governor of a colony who switched over and joined the American side as the American governor of the colony of Connecticut. So his name's Jonathan Trumbull, and he writes a letter to George Washington. He says, in this day of calamity, to trust altogether to the justice of our cause without our utmost exertion would be tempting providence. So in other words, it's more than just saying, I trust God. He goes, no, you got to do everything you can. And he says, play the man for our God and the cities of our God. May the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, be your captain. But anyway, Jonathan Trumbull, Thomas Paine.
Well, and I will leave you with this. The definition of courage, as I was alluding to a moment ago, according to Webster, mental or moral strength to venture, persevere, and withstand danger, fear, or difficulty. Boy, do we need that in our lives today, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Federer, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Where can people go to be in the flow of the know and to get all the details?
Well, AmericanMinute.com. AmericanMinute.com.
Bill Federer has been our guest. Thank you, Bill. Happy New Year, my friend.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The President and the Vice President will pay their respects at the crypt of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Atlanta, Georgia this afternoon. Afterwards, the two will push for voting changes in America to be done by the folks in Washington, D.C. from now on if their partisan bill passes. This comes after Democrats claim the 2020 election was one of the most secure and fairest elections in American history. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
He's quite focused on ensuring the American people understand what is at stake here. Protecting the fundamental right to vote. Everyone is going to have to take a hard look at where they want to be at this moment in history.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee.
This is not a voting rights bill. It's a sweeping takeover of our democracy.
The president will return to the White House later this evening. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me, you call me out.
Yeah, he's the one we can call Al, okay? Yes, from stream.org. We've got the one and only Al Parada. Hey, Al, how you doing, buddy? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey, did you catch a little bit of football last night? Did you?
Yeah, that was exciting, especially the
end. A good game. I tell you, you felt that momentum kind of right there on a razor's edge. Could have gone either way. It kind of shifting back and forth, and just incredible game. I mean, to see the performance of these. It's hard for a moment to appreciate these are young men. Yes, some of them are going to go on, you know, and have professional careers, no doubt. But still, I mean, these are young guys out performing at this level. It's just was amazing.
Yeah, but then you also see there's still kids in a way.
Yes.
Watching the Georgia quarterback just burst into tears and like, you know,
right,
10 minutes crying, you know, because of the hills he's had to climb. It's beautiful, and I'm glad it was a good game, and that the two best teams, the football teams in the country, or college football teams,
right,
had a chance to go at it and do their best. And that was.
What is it about, particularly, you know, amateur sports like this that just, you know, grabs a hold of our attention? You know, what is it about it? Is it just the pureness of sport, you know, for those of us who grew up playing sports or maybe even observing it or something? There's just something pure about it, I guess. I want to think that way anyway. And when you have a demonstration, I mean, you appreciate America all the more that we can have a contest like this. I mean, and the freedom to be able to have, you know, these this national championship playoff, and what a blessing, I think, for everybody involved, you know, for these young kids to express their giftings and talents, and I know that you know, Alabama has sustained, you know, they had some tough injuries, you know, throughout the contest, and you know, even going into the game and that, but still it was so close, and you're thinking, man, this thing could. It could go either way up until the fourth quarter, you know, when, you know, Georgia got a couple breaks and there they go, running away with it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a wide world of sports thing, that, you know, the little athletic competition. Constant
agony of defeat.
Agony of defeat. I mean, it's drama. It's always a drama. And, you know, it's a glorious thing we get to enjoy. And especially if we participate, you know, if we were people who played sports, we know that. Mm-hmm. So you know that thrill, and they're just playing it at a level that is out of this world, you know? I mean, you see, even if you go right. Like to a high school game, I mean, you know, you just get into it, you know, because you
yes.
Root for teams, and you know, you turn into, you know, the crazy uncle in my case, you know, screaming.
My son, when he was young, you know, didn't want me around because I'd be in tears. I mean, he's a 10-year-old playing soccer, you know, and you just see what these kids put into this, and it's just, it just really grabs a hold of your heartstrings, you know. So, yeah, I agree. Hey, let's talk J6, this J6 hysteria that you wrote about, you know, and what it comes down to, and I wrote a similar commentary here recently about it. I mean, there's one objective here, and that is they don't want Trump mostly dead. They want him totally dead. And anybody else that would follow his lead, because the bureaucrats are telling, you know, the majority of Americans, how dare you elect a non-bureaucrat? We say who's supposed to be in the Oval Office, and you shall never, never, ever do that again.
Yeah. Take, for example, Jen Psaki, the other day, basically mm-hmm. calling Trump supporters lemmings. That's yeah. the arrogance these right. folks still have. You people are too stupid to make your own minds up. We need to decide for you. Mm-hmm. How dare you, you know,
right.
decide for yourself? How dare you question mm-hmm. what happened in 2020? And you're right. Like, wait, we just spent 4 years listening to how, you know, Hillary Clinton and everybody else say how Trump won because of Putin and was illegitimate. And now all of a sudden,
right.
you know, we're, yeah. you know, at least be consistent.
And we've been spent $50 million of our money to chase down your hysteria and prove there was nothing there. And then we find out that you rigged the whole thing. And so no apology. You know, it's like I want to go to the Clinton Foundation and hand them the bill for $50 million to pay for all those attorneys and all the, you know, resources that were invested in this Russian delusion. Right.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, the only thing that's consistent is their consistent ability to be hypocrites.
Right, exactly. Well, maybe some of that insider trading money that Pelosi and her buddies there on the Beltway have been stealing from the people. I say stealing. I mean, it's immoral what they're doing. I mean, Peter Schweitzer pointed this out, what, 3-4 years ago. And the Ethics Committee 2 years ago finally said, well, hey, we got to back off on this. But you knew there was going to be an end run. They're still going to find a way to justify insider trading. And doggone it if they haven't.
Yeah. Well, my God, there's nip and tuck and Nancy Gaetz. I mean, they cost, you know, you've got
yes.
to understand. This plastic surgery is not cheap. This is not cheap.
Yes.
And ice cream, not
yeah.
cheap. The refrigerator, not cheap. So she has to use her
well,
own, you know, pattern
yeah.
pockets. Hey, forget about it.
Right. Well, she's like the mayor of Chicago, right? You got to understand, I'm a public figure. I have to look good.
Yeah.
I don't know what you do, honey. I'm sorry, but
Eric,
you know, just saying. Maybe I shouldn't say that. I got to be careful.
Yeah,
but
the absolute error.
But yeah, it really is. But even Bill Maher pointed this out: is that you know what the government has successfully done is they've got us at each other's throats. We're no longer Americans. We're either ne'er-do-wells, we're domestic terrorists, Republicans, Trumpers, or whatever you want to call it. And so now you got us against them. But what they're worried about is that, you know, somebody's going to flip the light on, and this is what Bill Maher's done. He's kind of turned the light on to say, hey, look at, you know. if we don't find a way and find that middle ground of what we can agree on and get together on, you know, this is unsustainable. And if we're going to be the great America that we can be, it's going to be when we are united. So we've got to come together and let this bitter stuff that has been drummed up by the left and by the bureaucrats and these arrogant elites, as you say, Al, and, you know, and then what's going to happen is the people are going to get really ticked to realize that they have been used and manipulated, and heaven help these elected bureaucrats that have promoted all this fear mongering and this hatred among the masses.
Yeah, well, we'll see with the midterms how that works. But basically, I guess the idea is to keep marginalizing and realizing that the crazies are a lot less than the noise they make. They're a lot fewer than the noise they make. It's like I just
they
watched,
always are.
Was it Rise? I just watched Rise of Skywalker, and one of the themes was the way they win is making you think you're alone, but when there's actually more of us than them, you know.
Exactly, and clearly, I mean, we've referred to it as the silent majority in other terms along the same way. But and when we looked at regimes in the past and countries in the past, it's always a very small and loud minority that ends up controlling 90% of the people. And so this has got to stop. And I believe that people are starting to wake up to the reality of it. And you know, and the lies. I mean, they just keep on going. I mean, for all the things that Joe Biden says is going to happen, what has he done? What has he done to be correct on any of the promises that he was going to overcome? He was the one to defeat COVID, and now he surrendered it to Google. Well, you got a COVID problem, you know, go to Google.
Yeah, and he failed in his promise to unify. One job.
Yeah, and then he talks on January 6th along with the other Democrats, and what did he do? He splintered us all the more. I mean, where was the, you know, any kind of unifying speech whatsoever? No, it was like, hey, we're going to get Trump out here, and he's mostly dead, but we want to make sure that he's really dead. So we're just going to keep on, you know, going after Trump and alienating, oh, yeah, the 70 million legitimate votes that went to Trump. Just saying.
Yeah.
You might want to think about that next time. But, you know, what can I tell you? Look at our conversation with Al Parada, the managing editor of Stream.org, will continue after the break. Stay with us. Stream.org is where you want to go, as we say, to be in the flow of the know. So more from Mr. Al Parada after this. Stay with us.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law, number 603-877, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The managing editor of Stream.org, Al Parada, continues with us at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. No doubt this country is in a crisis, and in so many ways, Al, it's of our own doing. I mean, these wounds that we're dealing with are self-inflicted, and as you and I were talking off the air, it seems that the American people every day, and I mean the American people, you know, forget about being a Republican or Democrat. This ideology is killing us. If we're so ideologically fixed, we're not going to be able to have the needed conversation that's necessary for us to really get on the other side of this, are we?
Yeah, and I mean, what we're doing, I do believe, I do have hope that we're finally getting over it, getting over the idea of battling people on Twitter all day long and, you know, thinking the worst of other people. I think we're over it, hopefully. We're starting to get over it, the cancel culture and all this, that, and the other thing. And more people are realizing the con. I mean, the fact that, according to the new poll out of Rasmussen, 58% of independents and non-affiliated voters now believe fraud had a role in the 2020 election. That's despite a year of being told that if you thought that, you know, that was the big lie, that was, you know, conspiracy theorists, it's crazy, blah, blah. That's 58% of independents and non-affiliated, and that number's gone
exactly
up. The messaging isn't working. The CDC messaging, you know, all the messaging about, like, you know, with COVID versus of COVID in terms of deaths. All the messaging is changing because people aren't buying it. People are realizing
that's right.
And that is a good thing. And more people realize the truth. The more we get unified, the more we're pushing the crazy folks out to the side.
Well, this is the problem for them about
40 years.
Right. Well, this is the problem about the truth, Al. Yeah. I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off. Go ahead, about giving up a friendship.
Yeah, I think maybe we're getting tired of, like, cutting off, you know, friendships over politics. You know, is it really worth it to you? No. I mean, again, I reconnected with a friend who had kind of cut me off because of politics. When a mutual friend of ours died, and the realization of, like, what's crucial, you know, was the friendship that started in college. You know, that is more crucial than who's sitting in a white, something political, something partisan. And when we get to humanity, when we catch on to the humanity and catch on to the con, and more people realize they've been conned, the more we can all unify.
Yeah. And you're exactly right. This is what's happening. This is and it's freaking out the left because the con is being exposed for what it is. It's an empty promise. And of course, this was further exacerbated. And you know, you can thank God for Justice Sotomayor because she really, you know, brought everything to the surface in terms of the ruling elite and these bureaucrats with the statements that she made about COVID. People are smart enough now to not just rely on the talking points of the mainstream media or the Democrats. They are experiencing it in much the same way like abortion. I mean, this whole idea, you got cone hanger abortions and all this other, you know, BS narrative that they've been putting out there. You know, you've got so many women, you know, hundreds of thousands of women and families that have been affected by abortion because of a big lie, and they're realizing the truth, and you've got this organic groundswell that's been building up, and they're freaking out because they're seeing the winds of change coming, and it's not wind of change that is, you know, coincidental. I mean, it is experiential. That's why it's so organic and powerful that they can't push back. It's not a bunch of guys fighting. It's women themselves who said, look, they lied to us. And, you know, this thing has been driving me crazy. I bought into this lie that abortion didn't matter. And then I found out when it's too late that it does matter. Until the day I die, I'm going to carry a heartbreak with me about a child that I aborted because I believed in the lie they told me.
Yeah. And the good news is it seems like a lot of younger women, despite the heavy sales pitch, are not buying the lie. They're mm-hmm. realizing the preciousness of the life that's there. And and again, like you said, they're getting more panicked, and that's that goes back to the January 6th. Why are you obsessed with this January 6th thing? Is they're desperate. This is what all they've got is saying that the Trump supporters are a threat to democracy, that this was an insurrection. But people are not stupid. They saw what they saw. They see what they see. They know the difference. You know, they saw that they can balance. They can balance what happened in the summer of 2020 when cities were burning and federal buildings were being attacked by agents inside and all that. And they can see what happened on January 6th and go, yeah, it stunk, but that's not an insurrection. Guys walking around in biking hats and taking people's grannies taking selfies is not an insurrection. You know, you get more people armed at a rap concert than you had or any place in Texas, I guess.
Look what happened during the summer at Lafayette Square, right across the street, you know, from the White House. What happened there? I mean, to me, that smacks more of an insurrection. You had, you know, more destruction of property there. I mean, it was estimated initially maybe $100,000 worth of damage on January 6th. That since has been greatly augmented. They're saying maybe $1.5 million now. I don't know how they get there. But anyway, you didn't realize those windows were so doggone expensive. Yeah, exactly.
But again, it's like I keep saying, you know, that was the only riot where the city as a whole was left cleaner than when they got there. It's an absurdity. And you go back, and again, I go back to that Washington, the assault on the White House for 3 days, because that literally was an assault on the White House, attempts to breach the perimeter. They just had more security than the Capitol. There was the Secret Service, in that case, weren't opening the gates of the White House saying, come on in.
Yeah, come on. You know? Yeah, come on in. We're opening it up for self-guided tours, you know, yeah.
Yes. You know, make sure to see the Lincoln Room, okay? Blue Room. Right. No photographs, though. You got to get those down at the souvenir shop, you know. But but that was an attack. And those are people who don't like America. The people on January 6th were people who are, you know, patriotic people who love America, and they thought their voice and vote had been taken, as opposed to these folks who were attacking the White House who want the end of America as we know it.
Yeah, clear contrast. Well, no doubt, like you said, this is all being exposed and so obvious, even as you say, with Sotomayor and her statements. I mean, Pinocchios were flying in from every different direction.
Yeah.
She's collected a plethora of them. I think it's irresponsible of her, even after all that is said and done, is why can't she come out and say, hey, look, I got some bad information. I was over emotional about this. I shouldn't have commented. But nothing, just absolutely crickets from her, as opposed to, you know, when when Senator Cruz was taken to the woodshed, you know, by none other than Tucker Carlson. I mean, at least he went to the woodshed and received his rightful beating and you know, was called on being irresponsible with the words that he speaks. I mean, this guy's an attorney, and he's a smart guy, and he's very intentional. And for him to kind of end up, see, this is what's going on here. And even with Mitch McConnell now opening up the gate a little bit to some, you know, some acceptance of some voter reform and some other ideas that are coming out of the left, he's just, you know, in trying to acquiesce or find some, you know, compatible territory, he's losing sense of, you know, what conservatism and what a constitutional government looks like.
Yeah, well, I mean, compromising with some of those people is like compromising with the Borg. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's not going to compute. It's not going to be reciprocated. And, you know, I'm still Mitch McConnell. Upset that he had no interest in the voter fraud that was going on in Georgia, at least in Georgia, because of the Senate race down there.
Exactly. That should have been a sword he should have fell on. But, you know, look what happens with Roethlisberger now, you know, who insisted, told President Trump, well, there's nothing there. And of course, he had to tell the media that Trump, how dare Trump ask him for 11,000 votes. And I know what Trump meant by that. It wasn't, you know, hey, go and manufacture him. It's like, hey, you know, can you find it? I mean, for all the hundreds of thousands of votes that are in question, you know, can you do a deep dive on this? No. Hey, everything was perfect. You know, this guy's wrong. And then all of a sudden now he gets video evidence of people stuffing the ballot box between 2 and 4 in the morning. And now he goes, maybe we need to look into this, right?
Yeah. I mean, there you go. I mean, the ballot harvesting alone was like multiple times what the margin of victory was just from what they have on video.
When you have more votes than your population, what does that tell you? Oh, no voter fraud. I mean, it's nothing. You know, so inconsequent, it wouldn't have made a difference. Well, yeah, but the state was lost by, you know, 14,000 votes, and we're talking a couple hundred thousand vote difference here. How do you come up with that calculus to say that it was inconsequential?
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, how does Biden get 81 million votes? I'd love to know, does anyone really believe he earned 81 million votes legitimately?
Jen Psaki. And Jen Psaki and Pelosi believe that, and Chuck Schumer. And, you know, that the American people hated Donald Trump so much in such numbers that they would give somebody 81 million votes who campaigned out of his bunker in his home in Delaware.
No, nobody believes it. Hillary Clinton believes it.
Hillary Clinton is pitching a fit. She's back in her bedroom kicking her heels going, Joe Biden, I mean, why not me? They elect Joe Biden? How's that possible?
Oh, yeah. Oh, how much would you pay for her to primary him? Well,
the thing is that it would be redundant because he's self-primarying himself already with his policies and what he's doing to the country. You know, sometimes you just have to step back and just let the walls fall down, Al Parada. Got to leave it there. He's the managing editor of Stream.org, the one and only. You can call me Al. Thank you, Al. Take care, buddy. Happy New Year.
Bye.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated?